On this episode of Pottages.
This is brutal.
What's a Goomon?
That was actually amazing.
Can I set this on fire?
Oh god, what's happening?
I need your password. You can use mine to get on the internet.
Pottages!
Welcome to Pottages, episode 009, the Pottageable.
Recorded January 31st, 2016.
Pottages is a critically nostalgic, analytical, tortured Digimon marketing machine. I'm the best bench warmer, Andrew Softman, and I'm joined by wide receiver, Ashley McDonald.
Pass it to me.
And quarterback, Jeffrey Ruberg.
Yo, we started off slow, but then when we picked it up, then we got the ball, we passed back and forth, we ran, we hit it in the thing, we threw it in the basket, we home run. It was great. Stop.
And lastly, top tight end Asher Softman.
Dun hut. That's what the quarterback says, right?
Please, let's never do this again. All right. Well, that was the thing that happened.
This is my opus magnet, whatever it's called.
Yeah, opus magnum. Okay, so if you haven't guessed yet from the fact that when we're releasing this bonus episode, this is the first ever annual, maybe, Pottageable, where we are going to be...
There's only two!
I guess we'll just keep repeating them.
Oh, God. Let's not.
We are going to be watching the 2001 Digibowl, which, if you aren't aware, was... I don't even know when it aired, but it was a thing Fox did.
It aired 15 years ago.
Yes, it aired 15 years ago, but I'm not sure if it was... Anyway, it's Terry Bradshaw of NFL... announce a commentary fame.
I mean, he used to be a player. That is how this normally works.
Yeah, he used to be a player. And so if you don't know what football is, it's American. Yeah, we're not talking about soccer. We're talking about football. And yeah.
American football.
Yes, American football. That's what they call it. And we are releasing the episode. If you're not from the U.S., you might not understand the context, but we're releasing the episode the weekend of the Super Bowl. And I don't know. Yeah. I don't really know how well-known American football is outside of the U.S.
There's a manga about it, so it's fine.
I'm pretty sure it is well known because of the commercials.
Mm, I thought about that. But yeah, so there was this tie-in that Fox did in 2001 with Terry Bradshaw announcing basically a marathon of Digimon episodes, and it was called the Digibowl, and it is ridiculous, and I don't think you need more context to that, because we're actually going to listen to all of it, we're going to watch it, and you're going to hear it through the podcast. So I think that'll explain everything there is to explain. I think any more setup?
No.
We are all huge football fans. I'm wearing one of those giant thumbs things just in my
head. Who's in the Super Bowl, Jeffrey? Exactly.
The Patriots and the Panthers.
No. That is wrong.
Are there Panthers?
You're not one of them right, actually.
Are there Panthers?
The Panthers are Florida's hockey team, Jeff.
No. The Carolina Panthers is the football team.
Wait, are they actually in it?
Yeah, they actually are in the Super Bowl.
Sure, you're salty.
I had the conversation last night. Apparently, they are a team that exists.
Huh.
Yeah. No, see, I knew the Panthers were in it, and I just assumed Patriots were the other team.
No,
the Patriots are in it, right?
No, yeah. Denver is in it.
Wait, Denver Boulders.
No.
Denver Mountains.
No.
Denver Burgermons.
You're not going to get it. On the track that you're on.
Whoa, the Panthers are actually in it. I've never heard of them before.
I'm not kidding.
Denver Broncos.
Yes, Denver Broncos. Woo, way to look it up on the Googles.
So I remember, like, in middle school, I at one point, like, tried to assimilate and be interested in football.
Mm-hmm. It failed.
Yes, it failed.
It just failed miserably. Why did you even try?
Because I don't know. I mean, there was like a nerdy aspect to sports fandom that I was like, oh, maybe I can hook into that. But like, it just requires so much education and so much knowledge. Anyway, it was Patriots versus Panthers that year. So that's why I'm like, I'm definitely sure Panthers are a real
back
thing.
Back in like 2002 or something?
Yeah. Oh, no. It must have been like 2003, because 2002 would have been the second annual Digibowl.
Okay.
And
But it was somewhere around there.
But mostly what I remember doing watching Super Bowl was like watching Super Bowl and like during commercials flipping to play Legend of Dragoon and then getting more interested in Legend of Dragoon and like missing parts of Super Bowl. Yeah. Now let's get this Digivolt. Andrew, can you? Well, I mean, I guess Terry Bradshaw's going to announce it. So.
What am I doing?
Nothing. It's okay. I was like, should we announce the opening? But like the thing's going to announce it for us. So, okay, let's go.
Welcome to the Digibowl on Fox Kids with your host, Terry Bradshaw.
Look at me. I get to host the first Digibowl. The first. Super Bowls, they come and go. But the Digibowl, now that's exciting stuff. But can't do it alone, so luckily I have two authentic Digidestins, Izzy and Kari, helping me.
Okay, pausing here. And oh my God.
Authentic Digidestins.
Of all the people. Of all the people he could have chosen, too, like, why the two that canonically, like, don't do sports?
That's a
Was it Kari and...
Yeah, it's Kari and Izzy. But yeah, there's so many other characters. I mean, like, imagine, like, Ty and Sora. Like, I guess they went someone from 0-2, as we'll see. But, like, it could be Ty versus Davis or something. That would be... Maybe they wanted the female audience, too, by showing Kari or something.
Well, then they can do Ty and Sora. Yeah.
But no, but they wanted someone from 0-2, I think.
Oh.
I'm guessing.
Why Izzy?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So yeah. Why didn't they do, like, Sora and Davis?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But I think that's the least of our concerns at this point.
I think it's literally just because that was the only voice actress they could get because she's also in the 2002 version.
That might be true.
But yeah. Wait, they can get Terry Bradshaw to do this, but they can't get the random voice actors on Digimon.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's just like whoever was in the studio at the time when they could get Terry Bradshaw, though. Oh, boy. Like, I get to host the first Digiball.
He's I'm like, so lucky.
His excitement is so fake, but it's like.
It's so endearing at the same time.
I forgot that you guys can see me whenever I, like, get distracted and open other, tests.
Yeah, stop your... Now we know what you're doing.
Wait, what if we just say Terry Bradmon?
What if he was Terriermon Bradshaw?
I feel like it's tarnishing Terriermon's name to have it attached to Terry Bradshaw.
That's not nice. He's a good person, probably. I don't know anything about him.
Why are we doing this again?
Yeah, you keep slandering Terry Bradshaw with, like, no context for him as a person.
I don't know which one it was first, but he's just... Let's just keep going, because... Okay, so they're going to be... Most of these breaks are going to be a lot cleaner than this, but there's, like, this first segment's, like, longer than the rest, and so I cut it in half.
First, let's check in with my sideline correspondent, Kari. Maybe she can tell us what in the heck a Digibowl is.
Thanks, Terry. Yes. The Digibowl is a game of digital football where the first season's Digimon battle the second season's Digimon. The first season's team are called the Crimson Quake, and the second season are called the Yellow Mash.
Thanks, Kari. Now, let's go to our resident computer expert, Izzy, for an explanation of the scoring and the rules.
Oh, hi, Terry. Each team will score 1 point for a completed attack call hit.
Blue Blaster! Pow!
A team can also score 6 points for saving the world, but could lose 4 wimp out points for things like crime.
What?
The team with the most points at the end wins.
Well done, Izzy. Hey. Well, it's time for the kickoff, so let's get to the action and make sure you watch for me after each episode for scores and analysis.
Don't go anywhere. The first quarter of the first Digibowl on Fox Kids is starting right now.
All right, first of all, football people cry. When they lose, they just cry. <Yeah. laughs>
But they lose they lose points for wimp out. They lose wimp out points, obviously.
No.
I think I've been injured. Can I sit out the rest of this game?
It hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, what? You're the ultimate wimp out bench warmer. Yeah.
I really like when he's like, explain me what the heck a Digibowl. I was going to say what the heck a Digimon is, but it didn't go that far.
Yeah.
But that's what I was thinking.
What the heck is a Digibowl?
Honestly, like, I'm right there with him.
I mean, it's like he's so... it's like such kind of like bad acting, except for the part where he's like explaining what the heck a Digibowl is. He seems earnestly really confused about it.
What is he doing here? Explain to me
why I am here in the recording booth.
Also, what were their names? What? Oh, it's yellow.
I think crimson.
Crimson Quakes and the Yellow Mash? Like, yeah. What? What?
I don't understand.
Why even those colors aren't like. Those colors are kind of random, but at least they're like kind of arbitrary. But like, Yellow Mash? Like mashed potatoes?
And why was the Digivice the Kens?
Mm. Eh. I guess it's like a different. Yeah, I guess it's like the yellow and black looks nice or whatever. But.
Wait, what were teams last that year?
Oh, maybe it's a reference to that.
2001?
Yeah. It was the Baltimore Ravens versus the New York Giants.
No, that's not at all their colors.
There's yellow and black on the Ravens, though.
Yeah, but their main colors are purple, and the New York Giants
I don't want any real football talk in this, Ashley. Stop getting
blue and red and white.
It's not Digibowl. You're not talking Digibowl stuff. Okay. So, any other comments, or should we dive into the next segment?
Okay.
I was surprised, looking back on this, how... It's, I guess we'll see once we actually, at the next segment, but like, they actually set out like specific rules and then actually judge the episodes by those rules. Like, I was expecting them to just be like, this episode gets 3 points, this episode gets 20 for like no reason or whatever, but like, they actually set up like rigid rules and then judge them by the contents of the episode, which is bizarre.
So this is rigged from the beginning?
It's all rigged. They picked these episodes and were like... Well, there's clearly going to be a winner.
I think what they do actually is they pick like the... I remember the first segment is the first episode of each season. And I think they might like do similar points throughout the season. You know, like episode 1, episode 13.
Yeah, but whatever. Like even just thinking of, you know, the what they chose to grade them on, I'm just like, I think there's a clear winner here, but we'll see.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's Digibowl Gate.
Who do you think is going to win, Asher?
They inflated. They inflated anything. The Digifootball.
I've been wrong about enough things already in the 10 minutes we've started.
About the sports.
Yeah.
We need.
If this was baseball, I'd be less wrong, but only slightly.
We need to fight the corruption in the Digibowl.
It's about ethics in sports journalism.
Yes, exactly.
In Digisports.
Okay, ready? Go.
So ready. I've never been more ready in my life.
Welcome back to the Digibowl on Fox Kids with your host, Terry Bradshaw.
Exciting stuff. Those little crimson quakes sure can fight. Enough to build a 20-point lead. Let's go to Kari and see how they scored.
Thanks, Terry. The Crimson Quake scored early and
off. Let's go to the first episode.
They blasted Kawagamon repeatedly with their bubble blow attacks while still at their in-training level. And when they finally digivolved, they really let them have it. Kawagamon led the way with 3 hits.
Nice job, Kari. The Crimson Quake are certainly looking strong. Now, during each break, I'll name my MVD, you know, most valuable Digimon. And the first one goes to Agumon. Love that pepper red, baby. All right, the Yellow Masher taking the field, so let's get down to the action.
Don't go away. The Digibowl on Fox Kids continues right now.
Guys, don't go away. This is so riveting.
Wow, that was a treasure.
My MVD. Oh.
What's a Goomon? Why was I not informed of its existence?
He definitely has one. He has a Goomon.
Hey, Goomon.
I think we need to declare our MVP at the end of this episode. Or no, our MVH, you know, most valuable human.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, why aren't they doing that?
Because the humans aren't valuable, obviously.
I meant just Terry Bradshaw is the only candidate.
No, but why aren't they doing that in the actual show?
Okay, because... Because obviously, like, Digimon are, like, the name of the title of the show.
This is some BS right here.
Wow, are you think it's racist?
We're always by it. No, we're always talking about the humans rather than the Digimon. So, like, this is fair.
Yeah, they're balancing against it. Yeah, okay. Anything else? Okay, diving back in. Getting back down to the action, as you said.
I like how they're pretending that James is going to catch that.
Terry Bradshaw.
Well, the first quarter's already over, and I barely had time to learn these little buggers' names. So, let's go to Izzy for a scoring summary.
According to my calculations, Vemon Armor Digivolve 2
Flamedramon
was the only member of the Yellow Mash to score an attack call hit. Gatomon and Patomon idly stood by.
Fire rocket!
As Vemon took on Monochromon by himself.
That makes the official score 20-4.
Thanks, Izzy. Well, considering V-Mon was the only Mon playing, he gets my vote for MVD. He was on fire out there, literally on fire.
This is brutal.
Hopefully, the Yellow Mash can get their act in gear for the second quarter. Now, let's get back to the action. See you soon.
No, that was amazing. That was actually amazing.
Can I set this on fire? Can I just burn this?
When there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire.
I love how, like, honest he is about how much he does not care about this.
Did he have to watch the episodes?
Oh, I'm sure not.
Yeah, I seriously doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think he's even, like, they just gave him things to say. Yeah.
Teleprompter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know what would be funny is if we admit how much he did not actually watch anything and has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, actually, I don't really know. I feel like at least, like, some things, like, not, I just learned his critter's name, like, seems like a weird thing to script him, unless they are just going for that humor of him, you know, like, making fun of himself as a written thing.
Well, I think he might have said that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a sports announcer, right?
Yeah. And I imagine there's, like, you know, like, that whole profession is improv, so imagine he would be.
I mean, they definitely have, like, halftime analysis that it's supposed to be, like, you know, there are five people who debate who's doing better.
Ashley,
who will win. And
Ashley, stop what? Trying to bring real football talk into this. It's the Digi Bowl.
It's the Digi Bowl. Terry Mon Bradshaw.
Stop calling him that. what else is there to say about this? What was the line, like, Gatomon and I forget who else just stood out of anybody?
The pictures that they picked for that, so on point. So good.
Yeah.
They just stood idly by, fools.
Yeah. Okay. So now on to the second quarter, I guess.
Yeah, man.
How many quarters are there?
Four.
How many halves?
Welcome back to the Digi Bowl on Fox Kids with your host, Terry Bradshaw.
That Mega My Otismon is meaner than John Randall. A little bigger, too. Let's Mega get the Otismon? Scoring update from Kari.
Well, Terry, the Crimson Quake are looking good. They defeated Mega My Otismon with 11 hits.
We did it, Ty! We did it!
Yeah. Yeah. And cool. Scored an extra 6 points by saving the world from his wrath. That puts them up 37-4.
Wow. A huge lead. Thanks, Kari. All right. My MVD goes to Gabumon.
He proved
to be the difference maker. Gabumon. Anyone with a horn is okay in my book. The Yellow Mash are taking the field, so let's go see if they can get back in this game. And remember to check me out afterwards for the Los Luchadores halftime show.
Don't go away.
What?
The Digi Bowl continues right
now. Oh, my
now.
God.
Like Los Luchadores, the show?
Hey, was that a show?
Oh.
Was that the...
Oh, God, no.
Don't look it up.
No,
don't look it up.
No.
Oh, no.
The second one.
Oh, God.
There's a reason why it got canceled.
So I was hoping it was the what was the other show that was about? It was like a, it was an anime show.
It was with Ricochet was the main character.
Mucha Lucha.
Mucha Lucha. Oh. That one I have really fond memories of.
No, but Los Luchadores That's was different. Canceled after like a few episodes.
Because it was bad.
We'll just pretend this was the
half-time entertainment. Sure, it's so ridiculous. Okay, I had enough.
Yes. Thank you.
I guess they like couldn't. They wanted to make a halftime show. They split it in half or something in the middle. Oh boy.
Terry Bradshaw was my whole halftime show.
Oh my, Mega My Otismon. Like I can understand. Like the
Kari sanctioned it. It is real.
It's canon.
Oh my god! I just realized that this. We have a good idea of when this was.
Well, wasn't it, like, probably the week before the Super Bowl or the week of the Super Bowl or something?
Yeah.
I think it was the day before the Super Bowl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because apparently Los Luchadores aired on February 1st. That was the first episode.
Oh, so probably like, this is the premiere or whatever.
I'm not surprised that they would try to shove a premiere into something that they would assume more people would tune into.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like when we watch them, like, I like so many things to comment on, I forget them because it's overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by Terry Bradshaw. Do you guys actually remember this, like, watching this on TV or anything?
Sort of. What?
Because I don't know at all.
I remember watching this.
I think I had vague memories, but like I definitely don't remember being hyped. Like there were lots of Digimon marathons that I like remember being hyped up for the marathon or whatever.
I mean, I think I remember watching this and just being like, this is kind of weird because they're picking random episodes. So it doesn't like flow logically as a story.
Yeah, wait, so they skipped from episode one of season one to like the end of the Myotismon arc. So I'm wondering where they're going to pick for season two. Like, are they going to skip that far ahead? And like, they have presumably four episodes from each. So, huh.
I have a feeling it's the middle of like, might have like been the finale.
Chimeramon, maybe?
Yeah, I think defeating Chimeramon, even though it's not like synced up episode number.
It's either
like
Chimeramon or Okuamon.
Mm. Let's get back down to the action.
Welcome to the Los Luchadores Digibowl Halftime Show with your host, Terry Bradshaw.
The Alamash are closing the gap, scoring 9 points in the second quarter. They finally look like they're coming together as a team. Now, let's go down to the field where Matt and his band, the Young Wolves, are performing at the halftime show. And keep watching for a message from our sponsor, Los Luchadores.
What's happening?
Oh my god, this is the best halftime show ever.
I turn back around. Well, my second quarter MVD goes to Patamon and Gatamon.
What was the episode?
Like Chris Carter and Randy Moss, they are unstoppable. In the second half, the Yellow Mash need to keep playing strong Team Digiball, and the Crimson Quake need to make sure not to get too overconfident. So, let's get back to the action.
This is totally unfair. They're choosing episodes of the first season where... Is it back?
No.
Oh, I accidentally full screened it. They're choosing episodes from the first season that are like all the team working together, and then from the second season where they're not choosing those episodes from the second season. There's clearly some bias here.
They're not like they haven't aired all the second season episodes by this point, right?
No, it would have been at least.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
It would have been
pretty early in the season.
No, it's 2001. Season three starts in the fall.
Right, so it's only like January.
It's only like halfway.
No, it's not even halfway. It's like they started in like September. They only have September, October, November, December. Okay, it's like 4 months, 5 months of stuff. I guess that's like a significant amount.
5 months of stuff once a week.
Yeah, that would be a significant amount. But I'm like, if it didn't end until June, then like, so I mean, so this was, it was the beginning of February?
It aired February 1st, yeah.
They only would have aired up to episode 25 at that point. February 3rd. There apparently was a marathon of like three episodes.
I found the date. It's January 27th.
Okay, so yeah, so 25 would have been the last one they aired before then, so.
So then they got halfway.
Yeah, that explains why they have crappy episodes from 0-2. Not that, like, there would have been better ones later, but just, like, they have a much smaller selection.
But yeah, I found a commercial for the Digibowl.
Ooh, let's watch it at the end.
Great.
Ash, you haven't said anything in a while.
Huh? I got bored.
How can you get bored of the Digibowl?
Yeah, Asher, what
the heck? Digibowl!
The heck's wrong with you, Asher?
I like regular...
Digimon?
...football better than this.
Oh.
Yes, statement. Hardcore statement right
no,
here.
No.
Throw it down.
Okay, so I'm going to start again. We all need to sing along to the the Fox music.
No.
Come on. Wait, actually,
it's
is this like
Super Bowl music?
Is it Super Bowl or is it Fox Super Bowl?
No, it's just
there's
Fox
only
football
one.
Music.
Wait, it's Fox football. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Like, it's not like there's just different there's different music at the Super Bowl on a different network, and it's for all things.
Doesn't one channel host a Super Bowl?
I don't think so. I think maybe there's like a contract for a couple of years, maybe.
Yeah, but one channel per year does the Super Bowl.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So like in years when it's on Fox, they would use this, but they also use it for all
other. I'm pretty sure it's always on Fox. Almost always.
It doesn't matter because.
Okay, it's not true.
About every 48 years. Yeah. Okay, so.
That in mind.
Welcome back to the Digibowl on Fox with your host, Terry Bradshaw.
The Digitides are a turning. For more about the Crimson Quake's collapse, let's check in with Kari.
Well, Terry, the Crimson Quake basically fell apart out there. Their only hits were against each other.
Great episode.
Keeping the score at 37-13.
Oh.
I haven't seen a team fall apart that quickly since, well, since this year's Washington Redskins.
I'll try more. Since the Crimson Quake hit each other rather than their opponent, I'm not giving out an MVD. And furthermore, so I think they should have been penalized for excessive celebration. Just look at those silly little guys dancing around. They didn't even score, and they're celebrating. Let's get back to the action. The yellow match about to start the third quarter.
Okay, so just the context. I don't think you can tell
his,
from audio.
His little smile at the end was like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
I don't think you can tell from just audio, but the episode they picked was the one where WarGreymon and Metal Gurumon fight, and they have the flashback to the
past.
Yeah, Kari's possessed flashback thing, and the part where they show them celebrating is like when the in-training Digimon are like waiting for them or something, and oh boy. that was weird.
I believe Kari meant to say the Washington racists. But, you know, I'll forgive her because that was a good smackdown.
It was a different time, actually. Clearly, we would not be okay with calling the Redskins in today's age.
Obviously.
But you just said it.
Yeah, you just said it, though.
I know racist. I said it. Nope. I was jokingly referring to it as if it were a past tense thing. If it were in the past, you would still say what they said in the past. You wouldn't be, like, revisionistly not refer to them by that anymore. Yes.
I ignore things I don't like from the past.
Including the Digibowl? No. Yeah. Let's go to the next one.
Well, it's funny because this year's Washington racist also fell apart pretty bad. They're funny.
Ashley, I keep telling you to stop bringing real football talk into this. Okay.
Okay, folks, we got a game here. The Yellow Mash are right back in it. Let's go to Izzy to see how they did it.
Well, Terry, thanks in part to Hawkmon's ability to digivolve into Shurimon, the Yellow Mash were able to score 9 points.
Double star!
Episode. Oh, it's the Shurimon reveal episode.
Prodigious. Going into the fourth quarter, the Crimson Quake had 37, the Yellow Mash 22.
Hello. Without question, my MVD is Hawkmon. It takes a bold mon to wear a belt as a headband. Deion Sanders?
That's right.
It's crunch time. Let's see if the Crimson Quake can hold off the Yellow Mash here in the fourth quarter. I'll see you afterwards with a complete recap.
Don't go away.
I love the fourth quarter of the Digibowl on
Fox Kids is starting right now.
Wait, what was the joke?
He was like, it takes a bold mon to wear a belt as a headband. Which I never thought of, but that is totally what is going on.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So that's what Naruto is?
Amazing.
That's not a belt. This is clearly a belt. The headbands in Naruto.
Yeah, this is like a belt that you put on your jeans.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's also like pilgrim hats have like the same kind of...
And you know, Hawkmon is...
Totally a pilgrim.
Part of the...
I guess actually it
Washington
is like a
racist.
Mix of American folklore, kind of. You know, it's like Native American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Hawkmon plays for the Washington racists.
Oh, boy.
Then what's Armadillomon? Who does he play for? The 49ers?
Why? Because he digs.
Yes.
What part of Armadillomon am I supposed to focus on for this joke? Yeah.
That made more sense than I thought it would. But I still want to say, stop talking about real football.
Never.
Okay, so now we're entering the fourth quarter.
There's no crying in football, and there should be no crying in Digiball either.
Why?
In football, you kick things, you sound off to reporters, you wear ugly suits, but you don't cry. This might cost the Crimson Quake the game.
You don't
for
pick
more
that
about
many
this
things.
Sob fest, let's go to Kari.
The Crimson Quake had a real breakdown, Terry. They scored 9 points, but then lost
the last
four
episode
for
is
out,
all
putting the score at 42-22. I guess Ty and the rest of the Digidestined just didn't want to leave the digital world.
And what if there's a tie?
Good question, Terry.
Wow.
If there's a tie,
nice
the fans
there.
Will vote for the team they think should win at FoxKids.com.
Are they like
then next Saturday morning, the winner will be announced during the premiere of Los Luchadores.
Oh, gosh, no.
Thanks, Kari. Join me after this crucial episode for the final score. Can the Yellow Mash come back? Let's find out.
Oh, I see. So it was the premiere of Los Angeles was the next week, and that I guess the halftime thing was a teaser for it.
Yeah.
So I guess it did air the
that
weekend.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. But why is it... Wait, are they not showing what happened after the...
Yeah, what?
I think it might just cut into... What we're seeing is what we're going to get to in a second is that the next one is like they've already started showing the credits. But I think they might still put the audio in the... with when they had like the window to the left or whatever. Yeah, it definitely seems like they manufactured a tie so that people could vote.
Mm-hmm. Which... These people. But how much work did that take? Like, you have to like you made up this whole scoring system.
They're pretty, I don't think they're like, if we looked at the numbers and crunch numbers, I don't think we'd find that they actually were, they took some liberties, like declaring the attacks on your own, like the episode, the flashback episode, like they declared that attacking each other didn't count as points, even though like they are landed hits. So I think there were some liberties.
But, well, I guess, no, that still makes sense because they're on the same team. Like, if you score on your own goal, then you're stupid.
Yeah, then you score for the other team.
Can you do that in football? Can you just, like, turn around and throw it the other way?
Sure, if you suck.
What do you mean? If you throw it backwards to your own player, it's
fine. No, like, throw it back into your, like... end zone goal thing.
If you throw it into your end zone
and nobody catches it, then it doesn't mean anything.
Through the little Y thingy.
What?
That's not how scoring in football works.
No.
That's a kickoff, isn't it? What if you kick it in the other thing? What if, like, you're supposed to kick into the one thing, but you turn around and kick the other way?
Jeffrey, nobody does that.
Nobody does it unless there's, like, this, like, massive conspiracy years long.
Nobody would make it from where they normally kick it from, from the other end.
But what if someone's been, like, bribed and they are a traitorous player?
What if you're like, what the heck is this? They're going to be like, I have no rules for this. This doesn't make sense.
What if they're spies and I want espionage football?
Okay, if you threw it backwards and nobody caught it, I'm pretty sure it would just be a dead play. But, like, yeah, if somebody else on the other team catches, like, there is a way for your own people to score points for the other team, and it's that if you're, like, if you start the play in your own zone and they get tackled in your end zone, then it counts as 2 points for the other team.
Hmm. Great football analysis here. That's what people come to for Digimon, for Podiges. That's what people come to when they listen to Podiges is football analysis. Okay, so now the last segment...
It's time for a Digibowl update.
It's a tie. I can't believe it. A tie.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you can.
Score 20 points, leaving this puppy up to you. Remember,
you
to
really
break
didn't?
The tie, go to foxkids.com for the team you think should win. Then, next Saturday morning, the winner will be announced during the premiere of Fox Kids' new show,
Season 1 would have won
Luchadora.
By a hand.
I'm Terry Bradshaw. And for Kari and Izzy, thank you for watching and vote today.
Nothing's fair in sports, Asher.
What the crap did Izzy even do?
He announced some things.
Wait.
He announced season 2, people.
Wait, but what? But what was it? What was the conclusion? Like, what happened next week? Wait.
Doesn't You're like, really I need matter. To know.
Yeah, wait. We need. We can't end this podcast without informing our listeners what happened. Like,
why don't we just make up our own?
I hope season 1 won because season 2 sucks.
Yeah, I mean, season 1 definitely would have had, on the basis of what they were scoring, like, season 1 definitely.
But, like, there was probably more excitement at the time for season 2. I wonder if they got more votes.
I don't know. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be anything.
Trying.
So I found a commercial that seems like it's for voting.
Two teams met on the digital gridiron.
Oh, man.
And there were tears. Both teams played hard. Both teams deserved to win. But alas, the Digibowl ended in a tie. Now it's up to you to decide the winner. Go online today at foxkids.com and vote for the team you think should win. Then watch the results during the premiere of Los Luchadores. This Saturday morning, starting at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central and Pacific, only on Fox Kids.
Well, they really wanted to tie in, make me watch Los Luchadores.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised they didn't make more tie jokes.
Oh, man. Missed opportunities. It's true.
What was the conclusion of the Digibowl? Oh, boy.
Can you not find it?
I can't find it. I think we might have to leave it up to our listeners and see if anyone remembers.
You can vote on PodDigis.com.
No, we are not voting.
We're not letting people vote. But just if you remember what happened, let us know. Because, oh boy, this I can't want to leave this way. Also, I search for Digibowl vote conclusion and I find our own podcast.
Wait, why? Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
This has been lost to history.
Possibly not. I feel like I've recorded it.
I don't recall this at all, Andrew. I'm not sure you recorded it.
No, I have I think I have the premiere of Los Luchadores.
Why?
Why? It just happened.
Oh, wait. So, Andrew, was that the same? Was the one, the YouTube video you found, the same as the one? This looks like it's a trailer before the Digiball aired.
Oh, wait. I found it.
You found the conclusion?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
By the way, we'll have links in the show notes to all these YouTube videos, but they may not. I don't know. Lots of things on YouTube like this don't last very long, but I doubt really Fox Kids is... I doubt there's any entity taking down Fox Kids.
Mega Myotismon, Monochromon, an egg with a bad attitude.
What?
They were all courageous. They all fought hard, and they battled to a tie. But thanks to FoxKids.com and you,
who's the winner?
Tie was broken. And the winners of the Digibowl are the Crimson Quake. Thanks for voting. And remember to watch
season 1
on weekday afternoons and Saturday mornings right here on Fox
Kids. Because
they
should have won anyway.
Huh.
Based on
we all know where your loyalties lie.
It was rigged.
It was very rigged.
Digi-Inflation Gate.
Digibowl Gate.
No.
Wait, you don't know Inflation Gate? I know nothing about football. I know about Inflation Gate. Inflate
That's
Gate?
Cool.
Inflate Gate, sorry.
Whatever. You don't know anything.
Actually, this isn't a football podcast. We should market it. We should, change the, metadata and stuff so it seems like it's a football podcast.
No, we shouldn't.
Because there's a trend, actually, of a, football analysis podcast, and I think they're going to be featured in iTunes leading up to Super Bowl and stuff, so... We should totally hook into that marketing machine.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious if we got featured as a football.
You know, I really want to go for that. I want to try. No, I don't think anyone could, but
it would not end well for us.
Yeah, I guess that's true. People would be write really bad reviews. I was misled to listening to a Digimon podcast.
I feel like there's a Digimon that's sports theme, but I might be thinking of a Super Sentai villain, and I don't know.
I don't really remember anything.
Rinkmon!
Rinkmon is true, yeah. Rinkmon is like everything you want in life, Ashley.
Rinkmon is like, why did nobody tell me about this 15 years ago? Like, what is wrong with you people?
We really should campaign to have Rinkmon in season... No, in try.
Yes!
Okay, so anyone else have any Digiball comments, or should we go into the plug section?
Are we not going to watch the commercial?
Oh, wait, sorry. I cut... Yeah, so this is the commercial that was for... You know, the entire idea of the Digibowl.
It's Digimon versus Digimon. Watch the first Digibowl on Fox Kids. Saturday, January 27th, the first season's Digimon
takes on
the second season to see who are the ultimate champions of the digital gridiron. It's four quarters of digital football hosted by Terry Bradshaw. There'll be quarterly awards.
We need to read it for the listeners.
Time show.
They scored.
Digibowl on Fox Kids. Saturday, January 27th, starting at 7.
Starting at 7?
That's really early. I don't remember.
Pokemon
Fox
used to air at 7.
That was
weekdays,
That was weekdays, right?
That was weekdays.
Maybe.
was syndication.
Yeah.
So we still watch
Saturday stuff normally started at
Saturday stuff started at 8, and then there was pre-stuff that was more childish that started at 7. But I imagine for a long marathon like this, it was 4 hours of programming. So I imagine if they wanted to air anything else, they might have started earlier. But
what's that commercial in the top, the bottom right?
I don't know. It looks weird, but I wanted to comment on, I can go back to it in a second, but I wanted to comment on, there was something that wasn't clear from the audio, which was really weird there. What was it? Something that I was like,
Terry
I
wanted. Bradshaw just existing.
Oh, no, it was Terry Bradshaw. It was a video clip that wasn't actually in any of the segments we watched, where it's saying, I figure there's, what part is it where? I'll make a gif of it and you'll find it in the show notes. So it's right when they're saying, hosted by Terry Bradshaw, he's just pointing his thumb at the screen yep, I'm here. I hate
yep.
it.
What's up?
It's so, I don't know
and
what.
And his smile.
Yeah. His smirk. I mean, it's probably not going to come out too well as a gif because this is really low resolution video, but.
He is smiling, right?
Yeah. I really want to thank whoever uploaded these. I mean, I think we're going to link to a bunch of different videos and some of them are different sources, but I think a bunch of them are on this one YouTube channel. And actually, I'm not sure if I should. I don't want to call attention to it. I don't want to in case someone wants to take it down or something or file a copyright complaint, but. You know who you are out there. You've done a good service to the community of both Digimon fans and football fans. So now for our new segment called Plug Your Hug, where we plug things that we like to hug, metaphorically, things we like. You don't like the title Plug Your Hug?
No, but whatever. You used it. We'll let it stand.
Okay, so I'm going to plug my hug. My hug is... I actually have had one for a couple months, like since November, that I wanted to plug, and it's been superseded by another one. So I'll eventually get to the first one. So what I'm recommending is The Witness, which is a PS4 game by Jonathan Blow of Braid fame. And it's really good. I only started playing it like 2 days ago, and it's like a puzzle game, but it's like... it's basically a bunch of puzzles in a world that you explore, and it's very basic and simple in a way that is, it's like very like stripped down from what a game is, but it's also more complex than just a puzzle. Most puzzle games, it's really good.
I woke up at 3 a.m. and Jeff was still playing it, and I was like, go the hell to sleep.
And I was like, no, I can't. I'm addicted to puzzles.
And then he's like, puzzles. Like, he literally was like, but I have to puzzle.
Does this remind you of a puzzle?
The Digiball? I've heard a lot of people say, like once they've been playing The Witness for a couple hours, they'll, like, see puzzles in their sleep. I haven't gotten that point yet. Mostly because I didn't sleep.
Done that before.
Well, I mean, I haven't slept because I was too busy puzzling, so.
Are you Professor Layton now?
No, Professor Layton would not survive on The Witness Island. It's also very mist-inspired, but it, like, has a very pretty, very colorful aesthetic, which reminds me of... the thing it reminds me of is The Unfinished Swan, which is another... older digital game that yeah, it's really good. And but you should only really, if you're into puzzles, you'll probably like it. If you're not into puzzles, you're not gonna like it. So but it's really cool. Ashley, what is your hug?
Trying to decide what my hug is.
I like how I chose the most precious title for our like Digibowl episode, for our like most raw, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Guess I'll go with the manga High School Debut, which is by the same author as My Love Story.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Apparently My Love Story is ending soon.
Okay. I've only watched the anime.
It's had a long run, right?
No, it's only been a few years. Also, I think it's monthly.
Oh. Yeah, it's only a 10 volume so far.
I would say High School Debut is more like stereotypical shoujo, but you can see the seeds of where My Love Story came from in it.
It seems a little weird to me that there would be the author working on two series at once, so...
What? My High School Debut is old.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Wait, yeah. But...
doesn't Viz release it?
Yeah, I'm not really commenting on... I'm not really recommending myself, so I don't think I have to... disclaimer, but I mean, isn't Viz releasing it now?
No, it's like only in 3-in-1s now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is it that you're recently finding it?
I mean, I'd wanted to read it for a while, and then I watched the anime. I didn't know that they were the same author at first. Until I got High School Debut and was like, oh, wait, what? No, I got it because I probably finished some other manga. And I'm like, you can only collect so many manga at a time, you know? Like,
it's true.
Not if you're Ashley.
What? That is not true. So much money. So much manga money that I give to you,
Jeff. My favorite part of listening to old episodes was like how I would... you know, like, complain when you would talk about buying manga, and I'm like, Ashley, stop buying manga, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, well, that's funny now, isn't it, Jeffrey?
A little bit.
What does Asher Andrew
want? Asher, what's your hug that you want to plug?
I don't think I've gotten into anything new lately, but there's a recipe for roasted cauliflower that I really like.
Whoa!
Well, it's a new category.
Yeah.
Is the recipe online? So, can we link to it?
Yeah. Hold on. That would be easier than me just reciting it.
Is it edible?
What's in it?
Yes, it's edible.
What makes it so good?
Cheese, mostly.
Cheese.
Okay. Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
I was like, ugh, cauliflower, but if there's cheese involved, then that's okay.
Oh, man. That's not it. Is this it?
Don't you have it saved, yo?
I do not have it saved. I end up with, like, a different one every time, basically. This isn't it. All right. Well, whatever. I'll just say it then. So you preheat your oven to like 450. And I buy my cauliflower pre-cut because it's easy. But if you just chop up a head, it's fine. And you put, 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 2 tablespoons of, minced garlic in a baggie and, put the cauliflower in the bag and, mix it up so that it's evenly distributed. Oh, and, grease a casserole dish and put the cauliflower in there and put pepper and parsley, or no, just pepper and maybe salt on the cauliflower And then when the oven's ready, you stick it in there for 22 minutes. And then you, when that's ready, you put the Parmesan, like 1/3 a cup of Parmesan, shredded Parmesan cheese, and parsley, if you like parsley, on it. Cook it for another 3 minutes, and then it's ready. And it's great.
I was so confused how we turned into a cooking podcast.
Because I don't have anything to plug.
Whatever, we turned into a football podcast. Now we're a cooking podcast. It's fun.
Okay.
Andrew, what's your hug you want to plug?
Well, I'm going to go back to Digimon times. Well, season one-ish time. So I'm going to plug the anime for GTO.
GTO?
Great Teacher Onizuka.
You've never heard of GTO, Jeffrey, get out.
Pontiac GTO. I'm actually confused because isn't this... Oh, sorry. No, I was confused with...
Okay. GTO also refers to a car.
Well, yes, but... There's a recent series that I've seen in the like Japanese top manga ranking, which is not similar, but I was confused about it for a second. It's like something like Teach Me blah blah blah, Teach Me something.
What? That's probably something else.
Yeah, it's something else because this looks like it's much older and completed in 14 years ago. So,
well, there's also it's still sort of continuing with like I think the most recent manga is Lost Paradise, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Even though it's a bit dated, GTO is really fun. Some life lessons for crazy 14-year-olds.
Wait, sorry, are you reading the manga or watching anime?
I'm watching the anime right now, and I only have 2 episodes left.
Is it on streaming?
It's on Crunchyroll.
That's something that I regret last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever, when we recommended a bunch of anime and forgot to explain that they what streaming platforms they're on and that they were new anime, they're coming out now.
All right, you can watch Erase, which is a new anime on Crunchyroll, and you should do it right now.
Yeah, that was the anime Ashley recommended,
now.
At the time, there were 2 episodes out, and now there are 4, and it's as good, even better. It's really good.
Actually, there's kind of some themes that overlap with GTO in that, like abuse.
Actually,
all the great things.
Yeah, all the great things that plague grade and middle schoolers.
Oh, man.
Actually, when I was looking through the top manga sales of the week in Japan, I found, I forget what it's called, but there was another series, a manga that like had like, it's not like the same premise as Erased. It was like, you know, a 20-something-year-old who goes back to his 10-something-year-old past and tries to fix things of his past. And I was like, huh.
That is a very common thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was new to me.
Doing it well is hard.
Yeah.
Just repeating time travel or whatever. What else did I watch that was like that? I don't even remember now.
Wait, so sorry I interrupted your GTO recommendation. Is there anything else you had to say about that?
It's GTO.
How many episodes are
there? Go watch it. There's like 43. And I'm not even sure if it adapts the whole manga, because the manga ended like a few years afterwards. But what really surprises me is it does not look like something created in the early 2000s. Like, it reminds me of, like, early 90s animation. And the only way you would know is that the opening has some rotoscoping. Like, kind of like a very stylistic anime opening, I guess. And then there's cell phones.
Was rotoscoping more popular in the past?
Rotoscoping is never popular.
I was going to say, like, the only thing I've seen, the only anime I've seen that was, like, very clearly rotoscoped was...
Flowers of Evil.
Yeah, Flowers of Evil, but... So I don't really attribute it to be like an old thing or anything. I just think it was a weird thing.
Rotoscoping was also used for that Lord of the Rings cartoon and Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, one of those is actually well respected, right?
Well, they're sort of both well respected. I'm not sure.
I do not think the Lord of the Rings cartoon is well respected.
Okay, it's not the best, but it's well known, kind of, sort of. But yes, all the characters in GTO are great. That's all you need to know, even if they all seem like assholes.
Okay, so now we've plugged all our hugs. Let us know what you thought about this episode in our comments at podigist.com/009. We also have detailed notes on the site about all the characters, images, and references we make, so check those out if you're curious about anything we mentioned.
Podigist is made possible with the support from our awesome Patreon, Amanda, Andre Lelouch, David Grauman, Eric Angemon, Joe, Jack Sant, Kailani, Sam Krieger, and Sophie Patamon.
We should probably mention that we are trying to add Digimon names to our Patreon, but we are not the most creative people. So if you become a Patreon or you're any Patreon and you want a Digimon name, let us know and we can add it to your name.
I will just animify your name eventually.
Yeah, as you say, it doesn't have to be Digimonic, it can be animification, like Andre Lelouch.
If you want to become a Patreon and support the show, you can join Patreon Party, our private Slack chat group, for $1 a month. You can get monthly stickers for $5 a month, and you can get early episodes for $10 a month. We also have a lot more rewards and goals, so check out patreon.com/poddigious.
You can find us on Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook to keep up with the Digimons and get funny images and GIFs related to the show. You can find me on Tumblr, where my handle is Phantom Chalice Staff, Ash.
You can find me at Asher Dashery at Tumblr.
Ashley.
Find me at AshMcD00 on Twitter.
And lastly, Jeff.
Find me at JeffOnlyJeff on Twitter. And I am despondent because I was rejected. I was not allowed to use a joke in this response.
It was a bad joke.
It was a bad joke. Our Calamon artwork is by the awesome Mary Cagle. Check out her webcomics Let's Speak English, Sleepless Domain, and Kiwi Blitz. And she's also Cube Watermelon on Tumblr and Twitter.
Share the podcast with your friends who don't like Digimon but love football, if you have friends like that.
Next time on Podigious, we learn that our Next Time on Podigious teasers are usually a lie.
Bye.
And remember, never stop digivolving. Okay, I'm recording now.
I think Andrew should be a tight end.
A what?
Well, then why didn't you want to be a tight end?
I don't want to be a tight end.
What does this mean?
Okay, well, Andrew wants to be a water boy, so that's fine.
Or a water boy or the bench warmer.
Okay. I'm not sure that's a thing in football. Is that a thing in football?
Sure.
Do they have benches?
Backups that
all right.
We need to read some football manga to understand football.
There's like one.
iShield 21 in our country roll queue.
I started iShield 21 and I was like, eh.
Oh, really? I heard it was.
It looks really old.
It is really old. It's like 15 years old now.
But it looks it.
Yeah.
I think I've heard good things about the manga.
I mean, I've heard good things about it too, but like I'm not, maybe I'm burnt out on sports anime or something.
Nonsense. You still have a...
I'm reading this.
It was 37 volumes? Like, Jesus.
Yes.
Welcome to the wonderful world of shonen, dude.
But like, there's that much to talk about football?
Dude, it's shonen.
It's shonen. A game would probably
take up like... It's less about football and more about... Shonen.
Gay.
I mean, probably. I didn't get far enough for that.
Okay. No, but that's what sports anime are nowadays.
I guess.
It's gay subtext.
Unless you're watching Ofuri, in which case it's very much not subtext.
What? Share the podcast with your friends who don't like Digimon but love football.
I don't think any of us have friends like that.
What is this football?
Plenty of friends like that, although most of them do hate football too. They just hate everything.
Oh yeah, I guess if you have friends, like real people friends.
isn't our next episode the Digi Noobs episode?
No. I mean, what I'm doing with those episodes is that bonus episode is basically like working on it when I have free time between the rest of the schedule of working on the other episodes.
So it's never gonna come out.
It's gonna come out at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get out before the next Tri movie, but it's not gonna like be like it's coming out at this point. I mean, the whole next time thing is kind of tricky. At this point, I feel like we've just been like, next time, maybe this.
Be like, we don't know, just go with it.
it's definitely gonna be the next Tamers episode. So it's
Speaking of Tamers, where was I? What was I doing back in November?
So it was like that was a really I feel really bad about it because I was like, we need to record this before we go to Japan because I wanted to like edit it before we left for Japan, and I would release it like the week after, like the week we were in Japan, I think. So I was like, okay, we need to record it the next day, and like you weren't available that day or something. So I was like, okay, let's just record.
I don't remember any of this.
I don't either.
I changed David Gao into David Graumon. Like,
oh, good. Wait, but Eric Angel, why isn't that Eric Angelman?
Oh hell yeah.
Joe...
What about Jack Sant?
I don't know.
Saint Anjuman or something.
Let's see what Google suggests. I thought I would like the first. So I searched Digimon Sant, and the first Digimon Wiki result is Skull Greymon. So
no.
Your password. You can use mine to get on the internet.
Do 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 do. We're recording about football because football is. so relevant to Digimon.
Podigious is your clearly nostalgic, analytical tour through the Digimon marketing machine. I'm star wide receiver Ashley McDonald, and I'm joined by quarterback Jeffrey Ruberg.
We're supposed to respond. Like, football players don't respond when they're called
all right,
out.
Do you not want to do a response this time?
I think we still need a response just for
Hold on. Football interview. I want to see what footballers say. Do you say footballer?
You say, what? Football player. You could say footballer, I guess.
I'm a baller. Let us know what you thought about this episode in our comments at podigious.com/009. We also have detailed notes on the site, all the characters, images, and references you make. I need to catch my breath. My breath was taken by Terry Bradshaw. Okay.
Okay.
Very breathtaking. And I have a podcast later today, hopefully. It's just an introduction episode, so we're not doing anything major. Just explaining what the podcast is about.
Listening to our Podigious episode 1, where I tried to do that, I'm just like, it's so painful. It's like so painful on so many levels. Like, I start off and I'm like, hi, I'm Jeff. I'm a software engineer, but that doesn't matter because I like Digimon. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to smack myself. Okay, let's try to do the Fox music game one time without any cue. Okay.
I was doing it for memory. I don't watch football.
I definitely have memories of that music ingrained in my brain just from like wanting to watch The Simpsons and it being delayed by football and being angry at football.
Football.